Greetings in the name of Christ to you all. I'm Reverend Joan Pell and I bring you a warm welcome today from the Ipswich Methodist Circuit. We're delighted that you can be with us. We'd also love to know that you're with us. So above this video is a sign-in place. You just type your name and your location and push the red button and then we'll know that you've been here with us. In our service today, Reverend Diane Smith is our preacher and her topic is Bible Sunday. So the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Please join me now in our call to worship. It's based on Psalm 1 and your parts are in white. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. And so we come today to delight in God's word, God's law, and to stand on God's word. Our opening hymn is Holy Spirit, rain down. We need your touch. Let your voice be heard as we stand on your word. It's number 384 in Singing the Faith, and the words will be on the screen.
Holy Spirit, rain down. Let your power fall.
Let us come before God now in prayer. Creator God, you spoke the world into being. Saviour Jesus, you are the Word of God incarnate. Sustaining Spirit living in us, ever help us in our calling to love both God and neighbour. In our prayers, in our worship, in our study, and in our daily lives, we praise your holy name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you alone are Lord. You alone are worthy of all praise. Forgive us when we don't look to you for help and inspiration. Forgive us when we are distracted and lack focus. Forgive us for our lack of love, care, and compassion. And in the stillness now, we make our own confession. Know that in God's love, there is forgiveness, healing, and reconciliation. Thanks be to God that by the love of Christ, our sins are forgiven. Amen. Reading our Old Testament and our Gospel lessons for today is Sue France. Sue is one of our Circuit Lay employees. She's an outreach worker at Capel and Chelmer Distin and is the Circuit Mission Enabler.
Our Old Testament reading is from Leviticus chapter 19 and it's verses 1 and 2 and 15 to 18. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, 'Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbour fairly. Do not go about spreading slander among your people. Do not do anything that endangers your neighbour's life. I am the Lord. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Rebuke your neighbour frankly, so that you will not share in his guilt. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against any of your people, but love your neighbour as yourself. I am the Lord." Our New Testament reading is Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 40, entitled "The Greatest Commandment." Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question: "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbour as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments."
Love God, love your neighbour, love yourself. It sounds so simple, and yet it takes a lifetime to perfect. When we truly love one another as Jesus loved us, then the world will know that we are his disciples. So let's sing together number 242, A New Commandment I Give Unto You. Reading our epistle reading for today is Mike Stock. Mike is also one of our Circuit Lay employees, and he is our circuit treasurer.
The reading is from 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 and 2, and 5 to 8. As you yourselves know, brothers and sisters, our visit with you wasn't a waste of time. On the contrary, we had the courage through God to speak God's news in spite of a lot of opposition, although we had already suffered and were publicly insulted in Philippi. As you know, we never used flattery, and God is our witness that we didn't have greedy motives. We didn't ask for special treatment from people, not from you or from others, although we could have thrown our weight around as Christ's apostles. Instead, we were gentle with you, like a nursing mother caring for her own children. We were glad to share not only God's good news with you, but also our very lives, because we cared for you so much. Thanks be to God.
Welcome to Trinity Manse for today's sermon and reflection on this Bible Sunday. I wanted to start our time of reflection by asking a question. If you were on a desert island and could only take one book from the Old Testament and one book from the New, which two books would you take? I would take the book of Psalms from the Old Testament, because I believe the book of Psalms contains every human emotion. It's such a raw, honest book. When we are feeling joyful, there are psalms that help us express that joyfulness. When we are feeling low and even depressed, there are psalms that meet us in our need. So I would take the book of Psalms from Hebrew Scripture. From the New Testament, I would have to take a gospel. I would take St. Luke's Gospel because of its most inclusive language and its frequent references to the Holy Spirit and the importance of God's Holy Spirit living within us all. In the Felixstowe Mission area, we have just been working together in a Bible study on the book of James. And if you wish to have one of the books that we've been using, please do let me know and I will make sure I get one to you. And now we turn to today's set readings. The set psalm for this Bible Sunday is Psalm 1. And I love the picture that Psalm 1 paints. The picture of a tree that is planted by a stream, receiving all the nourishment it needs to bear fruit in season. The psalmist paints that picture as a model for what our lives should be like. We should be like a tree that knows where to draw its nourishment from. I'm going to suggest three main areas now on this Bible Sunday where we might draw our nourishment from. Worship and prayer would be one of those areas. Bible study would be another. And the final area would be practical implication of living out our faith. So worship and prayer, Bible study, and practical implication. In Psalm 1, the image of water is paramount, and of course it is in the Bible. Think of John chapter 4, that wonderful encounter with Jesus and the woman at the well. There Jesus goes as far to say that he is the living water. And if we draw from our relationship with Jesus, we won't thirst. We will know what it is to be nourished within our lives, and we will be able to, in turn, nourish others. There is another reference that I want to draw your attention to, although there are many. Numbers chapter 20, verse 11. This is the situation in the desert with Moses and the children of Israel. They are thirsty and they are desperate for nourishment, and God instructs Moses to strike the rock, and from the rock comes water that will nourish them and quench their thirst. Later in the New Testament, there is reference to that particular time in the Old Testament, and the reference is made, and it is said that when Moses strikes the rock, it is Christ, the living water. Jesus is that rock. So Psalm 1 is our set psalm for today. Our other reading from the Old Testament is from the book of Leviticus, and within our Leviticus reading today we touch upon what we would call the Holiness Code. Now the Holiness Code are instructions that were given to our Jewish brothers and sisters on how to live, how to love the Lord their God, and how to love their neighbour. Verse 18 of the Leviticus reading, "You shall love your neighbour as yourself." And why? "Because I am the Lord." Today's gospel reading is that wonderful encounter where Jesus meets a Pharisee who is also a lawyer. And that Pharisee asks Jesus the age-old question, "What is the greatest commandment?" To which Jesus replies, linking all of today's readings together, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. In other words, with all that we are, from the very depth of our being. And then Jesus says this, and the second commandment is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. On these two commandments hang the law and the prophets. Without those two commandments, there is no law and there is no message from the prophets. The commandment to be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy, is a covenant calling to us all, and it runs throughout the whole of the body of Scripture, both in Hebrew Scripture, the Old Testament, and in the New Testament. So far today, we've looked at the image of Psalm 1, of the tree and of the stream of water. And we've said, in order to live out our faith, we need to regularly worship, regularly pray, regularly engage in Bible study, and regularly work out our faith with practical implication. But now we have St. Paul. St. Paul, who in our epistle, Thessalonians 2, verse 1 to 8, gives us a framework, gives us the attitude of how we should be living out our faith. Paul reminds the early church and us that we must not only read the law, but live the law and love the law. And Paul gives us guidance on how best to live out that law, particularly in verse 7 of our epistle reading, where Paul tells the Thessalonians, "We were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her children." We were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her children. Gentleness and tenderness. Paradoxically, there is great strength in gentleness and tenderness. Not only in the living out of our faith, but in the way we live our faith out, in the attitude that we have. Remember elsewhere, in Philippians 2, verses 1 to 12, Paul again reminds us of the attitude that we should have. He says the attitude that we should have is the one that Christ Jesus had. And he goes on to express the meekness and the majesty of Christ. How Christ is the Lord of all, but how Christ is to be found wanting to wash our feet. The tender compassion of God. In order for our key workers and in order for ourselves to go on living through this current pandemic, I put it to you quite simply today that we need to have the right attitude. We need to embody those words from St. Paul. We need to exercise tenderness and gentleness. So let us conclude where we began today. In practical terms, we are called to both know the law of God and love the law of God and live out the law of God. May the Holy Spirit living in us ever equip us in our knowledge, in our love, and in our application of the law. And may we take to heart on this Bible Sunday those words of St. Paul. we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for our own children. Amen.
Thank you, Diane, for your message to us as we continue on our lifelong journey to know the law and apply it with gentleness in our lives. And I encourage you to participate in whatever Bible studies your local church is offering, and to keep checking our website for information about circuit-wide studies. We're going to be beginning shortly an 8-week Bible study, so check there for the information. Let us pray to God, whose word is love and who understands our needs and concerns. Eternal God, we thank you that before the world was made, you were there. And as we live our lives today, you are here. On this Bible Sunday, we pray for all who enable us to hear and understand the Bible, for biblical scholars who produce commentaries and give lectures, for all who lead Bible study groups, and all who preach your word. We pray for those who translate the Bible and give thanks for the many helpful versions we have today, for all who produce Bible study notes, and all who set the words of Scripture to music, for all skilled in liturgical dance, and all who produce a variety of artwork inspired by the Bible. We thank you that we can always turn to the Bible for guidance, inspiration, and help, and we pray that all people may have access to your holy word. We thank you that Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the Word of God incarnate. Help us to ground our knowledge and love of Jesus daily in our lives. May the Word of God dwell richly within us. And now we lift up the prayers that are on our hearts. Especially this week, we lift up those who have been diagnosed with COVID as the numbers continue to rise. We pray for healing in their lives, and we pray for those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, that you will bring them your peace. We give thanks that in this new 3-tier system, we are at the medium level and not the higher levels. We give our praise for that, whilst we hold in prayer those in the very high risk levels, Liverpool, Greater Manchester, Lancashire and South Yorkshire. And we pray for our school children just about to be on their half-term break. Pray that it will be a time of relaxation and refreshment for them. And we hold our teachers close to our hearts. We give thanks for their educating of our children, the dedication of their lives to that, and the risks that it imposes sometimes to their own health. Be with them this week, we pray, as they recharge their batteries. And in silence now, we name the others who are on our hearts. Shine your light onto those whose world is covered in darkness. Help us to be gentle and tender in our interactions with others as we love one another. Hear our prayers, spoken and unspoken, as we lift up the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. A huge thank you to everyone who participated in our worship service today. Diane for her message, Sue and Mike for reading, and Neil, Elizabeth and Adrian for the music contributions. Thank you. Next week, our preacher is Reverend Andrew Sankey as we celebrate All Saints Day. And his message is going to be entitled Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. So we come now in our service to the time when we offer ourselves to God, our time, our talent, and our treasure. So I encourage you at this point to think about what gifts you are going to bring and offer and give to your local church and the work that that church is doing in Christ's name. Let us pray. With these offerings, O God, we demonstrate our deepest love. Receive our gifts, our very best, as sweet offerings before you. May they be the blessing to others that they have been for us. Amen. As we celebrate God's guidance to us through Scripture, let's listen or sing our closing hymn, number 158. Lord, you sometimes speak in wonders, in whispers, in silence, in Scripture, and you always speak in Jesus.
Sometimes speak in silence through our loud and noisy day. We can know and trust you better when we quietly wait and pray. Oh Lord, you sometimes speak in silence. From the page, shown and taught us by your Spirit with fresh light for every age. Oh Lord, you often speak in Scripture.
Go from here to love God, to love your neighbour, and to love yourself. Go and be gentle and tender in all your interactions with others. And may God, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, be with you all, now and evermore. And all God's people say, Amen.